The generation of millennials are not thinking of their retirement plans anytime soon. But for the generation of baby boomers, retirement is one of the country's biggest issues facing these Americans, with almost 10,000 people turning 65 a day. With 76 million baby boomers in America, this is not something to be ignored. According to the Insured Retirement Institute, only 55% of these retirees are ready to retire with sufficient savings. 59% are using these funds from their Social Security benefits. But 45% have nothing saved for retirement, forcing them to continue working and scramble for a way to pay. Sharon Littlepage resides at Legend Oaks Nursing Home in Katy, Texas. Her eyes a striking blue, distracting me from her amputated leg lost to an infection following a misdiagnosis. At 68, she is a baby boomer. She has held some jobs throughout her life, but nothing enough to have saved up much money from. Paige had two children, and she took care of them her whole life, but when it came to her having to retire into a nursing home, she only had her Social Security benefits and Medicaid for payment.
It takes everything you have, except $60. I didn't own anything, so that was a good thing.
Nursing administrator Mark Johnston has homed people coming in with no family and no money, solely using Medicaid and Social Security, to some having extra money saved for their retirement. Like Paige, many residents come into nursing homes using only their Social Security benefits. As an owner of 12 nursing homes in Oklahoma, his nursing homes have been affected, and he's very aware of the baby boomer crisis affecting millions of Americans every day.
80% are using their own monies to live in the nursing home, and everybody else is relying on Medicaid or Medicare dollars. You know, everything you said is very worrisome and scary because, federal Medicare and Social Security is going broke. The state Medicaid systems are going broke. And the majority of people don't have money in the bank or stocks or bonds or whatever to carry them forward. What we're seeing is a shift in payment sources to all our facilities in the city and in the rural. And it's starting to have an impact and reimbursements.
Mrs. Page will continue to be using her benefits for the rest of her stay at Legend Oaks Katy. But here, her care is minimal with no room to do much at this particular nursing home.
Because they just sold out. Somebody else bought this place called Enzyme. They're cheaper than cheap. No, not the quality of care so much as what you can do, your activities, and now all we have is bingo. And I usually call that, but that's about it. I mean, there's not really a whole lot to do.
Kevin Posnick and Tony Sachs work for Your Insurance Group as life insurance salesmen who solely help those seeking retirement and burial services. It may not be good for the baby boomers, but it has helped benefit their business entirely. Every day, they are helping individuals with final expense insurance.
Most of the people that I come across, I would say figures around 90% don't have anything or they're underfunded.
How has it affected us? I guess unfortunately for a lot of people, but fortunately for us, there's a lot more clients out there for us in final expense that are, you know, just getting fixed income, you know, be it Social Security or be it a small pension in some cases. And for us in our business, I'm not speaking as an economist because I'm not in any stretch of the form, but we just do life insurance. But for us, it's very beneficial because there's a lot of people out there. I think at any scale of large numbers, you're going to have, you know, some people are prepared and a lot are not. And so it just creates a lot more people that aren't prepared for death, quite frankly, because we're going out there helping them get something for burial when they a lot of times have nothing at all. So the baby boomer generation, there's just so many people out there that are ill-prepared. 90% of them fill out one of these cards or respond to one of our ads because they don't have anything.
Millennials should already be thinking of their own retirement plans if they wish to retire comfortably.
Millennials have something that older people don't have and will never have, and that is time. You could start early by putting in less than somebody let's say, even 10 years older than you would have to put in a tremendous amount more money and still probably would never equal to what a millennial would come up. So starting early with any sort of consistent plan, any plan at a millennial's age, by the time retirement would come around, you would be able to pick and choose when you'd want to retire because you'd have enough saved up and money being made on money because you have compound interest over decades being put in.
Representative Sam Johnson, a Republican from Texas and chair of the Ways and Means Committee, introduced legislation to significantly cut Social Security. Johnson, who is also the chair of the Social Security Subcommittee, wants to slash benefits, add means testing, and to raise the retirement age from 65 to 69. For most workers, the bill would cut Social Security benefits substantially. If the bill passes in 2017, this could negatively affect Americans on an even larger scale. This could affect millennials in the long run, as retirement is facing many changes. I'm Rafaela Cuneo for Hilltop Views.